Welcome to the 36th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast. I'm Holly.
I'm Kevin.
And that's it.
Yes.
We tried getting people to come. Yes.
Apparently people are busy this weekend again.
Doing other stuff. I bet you, what if Kyle shows up at 12?
Oh, shit. We're filming early, aren't we? Well, yes, Kyle could very well show up at noon, and we wouldn't. Yes.
Yes, but Rebecca's camping.
Yes. And our videos are out of order because
on YouTube. Yeah. I'm sorry, Kevin.
No.
Listen, now. Kevin was gone. Yeah, and okay. So I was tasked with uploading by myself, which I usually do. Kevin will upload it and then I'll do the rest. I'll rename the video and upload it at the certain time and blah, 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 blah. So Kevin uploaded it for me the night before he left. And then I came home from work and uploaded it, and I was super proud of myself because I was super efficient at it. Like, I uploaded the 34th episode on YouTube and I was like, oh yeah. And then I uploaded it on iTunes and our website so other people could listen to it, and I was like, wow, that was like the fastest I've ever done it. I'm way more productive as a person when Kevin's not here. And then the other day I'm looking, it's not fucking uploaded on YouTube, and I'm like, oh god damn it. Like, I don't even know what happened. It's like I scheduled it for like an hour. I usually schedule it an hour after I do my fixins, and something happened and I must have not saved it or something, and it didn't ever upload. So now on, if you look on our YouTube, our 34th episode was just uploaded like two nights ago
after
the 35th. So I apologize for that. If you really want to listen to the podcast, the iTunes is probably the best way. But I know some people like to watch
it on YouTube. iTunes got out of order because when I did iTunes, I forgot to upload one or two, and then
it's out of order too.
Yeah, iTunes is.
Everything in our life is out of order.
That's okay.
I'm upset. We suck at this.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's because we have no accountability. You don't like it when I yell at you for making mistakes.
Oh, no, I do.
And you don't yell at me when I make mistakes. Do we need like points? I mean, how many points do we get till we get fired?
Right.
They're out of order.
Oh,
at
no.
Some point. Yeah.
No.
Some of them are out of order.
It's good so far. It stopped downloading because I don't listen to it anymore.
You don't listen to our own podcast? I think it's in the 20s somewhere. It's out of order.
There is 5 missing podcasts? Or no, maybe I haven't downloaded them.
Who knows?
It gets weird.
Yes. So we apologize about the order. We're trying to get it better, but it's hard.
I think we got better recently, except for my 30.
Yeah, yeah. We were on a good 10 episode streak of no mistakes. And yes, so.
Anyways, sorry, I'm like looking at this and it's not working.
No worry, I don't have my phone this week, so I don't even know what I'm talking about.
Gasp.
I know. This will be another short one, unfortunately.
Really?
I don't know. What do you have to talk about? These pumpkins? The signaling of fall?
Yeah, what the heck is going on? I don't know. Anyways.
We'll have to look at it, but I'm pretty sure they're all out of order.
I can't
right
figure
now.
It out. Oh, God. Now I'm upset.
Why? You thought you were doing so well?
They're out of order. I don't know why they're out of order. We upload it correctly. Oh, no, you missed one.
I did. The people that are listening to this.
Sorry.
Hopefully, maybe. Are you listening to this?
We'll better. Better.
Yes. How do we put accountability? This is business talk. We should talk about this here.
Anyways, now it's like my OCD is like on that.
And we can fix it.
We have to go back and fix it.
No,
yeah.
We don't. I don't know about going back and fix it. I think moving forward, we can fix it.
I think you can go back and fix it. I'll figure it out. Anyways, yeah, pumpkins. It is now Halloween season time. So I got my pumpkins for those of you who aren't watching the video.
Were you inspired by your pumpkin spice 2 weeks ago?
No.
Or 1 week ago, according to the videos?
Or 2 days ago? No, I was not. I just really like pumpkins, and our local grocery store had some small pumpkins for sale, and I was like, oh yeah, and I put all the Halloween decorations to Kevin's dismay up, and now I'm happy.
Really? You were unhappy before?
Well, see, I think the reason why I like Halloween and Thanksgiving and Christmas decorations is because it gets really dark really early in Seattle.
It does.
Like, right now it's getting dark about 6:30, you'd say, maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 6:37.
And by the time, late October or November kicks in, it'll get dark at, like, 4.
Well, but then we roll back an hour, right, for, what's its name?
November. but it gets dark in the wintertime. It gets dark at like 4 here.
Right, but you also have to remember we also lose an hour.
I know. I'm just saying that doesn't matter.
Okay. All
right. It gets dark at 4.
All right. It gets dark early.
And so
that's all you need to know.
And so I need like decorations to make me happy. That's why I have like the Halloween lights and stuff because I'm like, oh, pretty. You know, it's like a distraction of depression.
Mm.
Yeah.
What if we get you a mood light?
They're pretty ugly looking.
They are horrendous.
I don't want like to sit at my desk with this light. Like I don't get like depressed. It's just like, oh, it's dark early. That's kind of sad. So I just put up decorations and then I feel happy.
Mm.
The end.
Get some candles and play some Barry White.
Well, I'm not like, it's not sexy times. It's just like happy times. So play some like the Wiggles or something.
The Wiggles. Yo Gabba Gabba.
Yes. Whatever. Anyways, we should. I don't think we told this story. We were on a plane last week coming home, and Delta does these. Safety video. And they make them all kooky and crazy. You can watch them on YouTube. They have like 10 of them or something. And so each one has like a theme. Like the one before this was like YouTube.
Famous YouTube videos.
So they had like the surprised chipmunk guy and
the gopher.
The gopher, whatever, and stuff like that. And this time, I don't know what it was. This round was just like random weird stuff. Like to me, it didn't have a theme. Kids maybe? No, I don't know.
Because the guy had like the city on the table and he like had to crush his city.
Yeah.
It was random.
It was just random theme. This one didn't have a theme. Anyways, so the video is about to start and this girl whips out her cell phone and starts recording the video on the back of the people's seats.
Right.
And we're like,
well, you know, I said loudly.
Yeah,
said,
he goes,
just watch it.
She just watched it on YouTube and she turns around and she goes, I think it's funny. And Kevin's like, yeah, it's on YouTube. I don't know. It was, we were just watching this girl record the whole thing in vertical.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's the most heinous crime right there.
In vertical video. So, God. Anyways, yes. If you fly and Delta and you're like, gee, I wish I could watch that. It's on YouTube.
It had Yo Gabba Gabba.
It had Yo Gabba Gabba pop up, randomly.
And then Holly was like, I'm not sure if it's the Xanax that's making this more funny.
Right. Because on the way down to Pittsburgh without Kevin, I took a Xanax and that same video was on and the Yo Gabba Gabba people popped up and I was like cracking up. I was like, oh my God, that's so funny. And Kevin was like, it was not even funny. So on the way back when we were together, I was like, well, here's the video again. I wonder if it's going to be as funny as when I was on Xanax. And it was.
What?
That Yo Gabba Gabba. Because I'm not going to explain it, but it was, I giggled again.
I don't know.
And I had nothing in me. No alcohol, maybe a Quiznos Sammy, but that's about it.
I think you had 3 vodkas in you.
Yeah, but that was like 2 hours before that. That was gone. Anyways, I'm still upset about things being out of order now. It's okay, Holly. It's okay. You can do this. So, Arda Wigs launched a new website, or they reorganized their website. And they also launched a few new things.
What'd they launch?
They launched one thing, and I'm going to talk about that in a second. But they added things to their site. Like, they said they added dyes, more styling tools, and makeup. So the makeup is Krylon, or I call them Morphe brushes, but I think it's just Morph brushes, but it has an E at the end, so I just call it Morphe. Those are two very popular brands that are used in just regular makeup and like stage makeup. Mm-hmm. So they are carrying those now. They also said that when they said they added dyes, I got excited, but it's just RIT dyes. It's all the different types. So they have the synthetic RIT dye, which is new, and then the regular RIT dye, and then they have like the eye dye brand. So I guess it's more of like a convenience situation where it's like, I'm already ordering a wig from them. I might as well order like a dye.
Do they have like a $25 before you get free shipping thing? Because then you just throw in like a small thing or two.
They charge you for shipping, but I'll talk about that in a second, actually. And the styling tools, they had like Got to Be, which is like a brand we can get at like our local
grocery stores.
Whatever. Yeah. So it's not like... To me, that wasn't, like, exciting. It's more of, like, I guess it's convenient thing, you know? Anyway. They also added a new wig collection, which is separate from their other wig collection. They are now calling their wig collection that they've had forever called the Classic Collection. And they have a new collection called the Silky Collection. And they even have a video of, like, what's the difference between a classic wig and a silky wig.
Uh-huh.
And the main difference I can see is there's a teeny bit more shine. Not a lot, but a little bit. And they messed the wig up. Like, they jiggle it around. Uh-huh. And then they brushed both wigs out. And the silky wig, like, fixes itself way faster.
Yeah.
Like, you just basically go, boop, boop. And like it's, like, hair? And it's, like, fixed. And the other one takes, like, a lot more brushing.
Oh, God.
They're both synthetic.
Right.
But the Silky Collection, from what I noticed, they don't have crazy colors in it yet. And I don't know if they ever will. The line is a lot smaller than, obviously, their Classic Collection. They only have certain wigs. And
now, how much better is their Classic Collection compared to, like, the one that we bought or that Rebecca bought at that...
Oh, it's color? Way better.
Because that thing was horrendous.
Rebecca bought a really cheap wig, and it was
like a $5 wig.
Yeah, and that was awful.
Champion,
yeah,
our local.
A local party store, which moved. But anyways. The Art of Wigs, to me, is like worth the price. And I'm actually going to review a wig this week, I decided. So the week of this podcast, there will be a wig review. I don't know if I'm going to do an Art of one or the... Epic cosplay one, but they're thick, they're nice, they come in great colors, they don't like if you treat your wig like shit, yeah, it's gonna get turned into a rat's nest, but it takes a while. You know, it's not like I threw it on the ground, now it's a pile of tangles, you know. So to me, it's like it's worth the price to pay for that because it looks nice. I did grab a silky wig, so I will be reviewing it.
When will that be here?
I don't know. I didn't look. They sent me the shipping information, but I didn't look. But I noticed when I bought it, the shipping was cheaper than it used to be.
Hmm.
Or they had more shipping options. Like before, there was like two or three or one or two, and it cost about $10 to ship it. This one, they had like 7 shipping options, and it cost me $3 to ship it. So
they added the cheaper stuff.
Yeah. So that was nice because I always hated getting the wigs from them, and then because I bought a wig on their sale, and basically the sale just replaced the shipping, I guess. I don't know. So this was nice. It was nice being able to ship something for $3. That's awesome. That's not bad at all.
Yeah.
So no, I got the wig, and it was like a white. It was mostly browns, blacks, auburns, and then they had a pale pink and a pale blue, but that was about it. So I don't know if they're gonna add more or not.
Maybe the material doesn't take color as well.
It might not. Or they're testing the waters too.
See if people will pay more for a new wig.
It wasn't any more than their other wigs.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh.
Or from what I remember. I think it was 35. I can look. But yeah. So that's something to look at if you don't know about it. Check out their Silky Collection. They do have, like I said, they have a side-by-side video. So you can...
Well, we'll have a side-by-side video.
Will we? I don't have the same color. It was 30. It was
color.
It was $35.
Does it have to be the same color?
No.
Just shake it out. We're just shaking stuff. If you'd like Holly to shake things for you,
press click A.
Click like on this video.
Someone in our late 34th episode video asked us to pick our top 5 favorite cons because they are from the UK and they want to go to a US con.
Our top favorite?
Top 5. I think Mars might be different from each other a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit, probably.
So
well,
should...
how many cons have we actually gone to? Like
5. No. I don't know. It's hard because we haven't gone to like every con in the United States.
Yeah.
Because we've missed out on big ones like Otakon and Anime Boston.
Yeah.
And there's Colossal Con and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So there's ones that like we don't have any experience with. But, I mean,
it still, depends it's on what personal, you're looking for, too.
No, just a personal preference. Go. Top 5. Number 5.
Number 5? I don't know. You're pulling. You're making me pull. Okay. I'll just list the
should
ones that I like
you to
the
think
most.
About it
yeah, if
the
we
podcast?
Think about it. But if.
Or should we? Okay.
And no particular order.
No particular order.
I don't know. Fanime.
Okay.
Katsukan.
Okay.
Anime Expo.
Uh-huh.
What else have we been to?
I'm Let's see, we've been to
SakuraCon, maybe, I guess. But that's local for us, so we don't have to travel, so that makes it really nice.
Yeah. But also kind of boring at the same time.
It's not bad, though.
It saves us a lot of money. There's no travel costs involved.
Where else did we go? And I guess maybe, I don't know.
Maybe we only like four cons.
Yeah, that's in my top three, I would say. SakuraCon's just outside the range of those.
Yeah.
I'd say top three are the...
Top three, okay, fine. Top three.
Anime, Katsucon,
and Anime Expo. Anime Expo. I agree.
So ours are the same.
They are. They might be in different order, though. Like, do you like Anime Expo the most?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
I think I like Anime Expo the most.
Really?
It's too
big.
I think I like it the most. I really like Katsucon. The location's great and the cosplay's great, but they burned me. So then I'm like kind of like...
Yeah, but if you're going there just to go there and you're just going there to take random pictures
of people... It sucks, though, because like traveling to the like northeast... Is that considered northeast still?
No, it's just...
Mid-east.
Mid-Atlantic.
Traveling to the mid-Atlantic. Oh, there we go. Traveling to the mid-Atlantic in the wintertime is like, what?
Yeah, but coming from London, it's probably the easiest to get to.
Yeah, because it's the East
JFK
Coast.
Or
yeah. You can probably you can probably fly into Baltimore from the East Coast.
You think so?
Or from the...
Maybe.
Europe.
Yeah, maybe.
Anyways, yeah. So yeah, I'd say those are... Yeah, we have a lot that we're just like, we don't need to return to that one.
Yeah.
Personally.
Well, I mean, there's a lot of change this year, too. So, like, ALA and KomoriCon, both are changed location.
Yeah. Which we decided we're not going to go to ALA, right? Yeah.
Yeah, no, because that one, there's no way to get there directly. Right.
Plus, we can just watch what happens.
Yeah, we'll watch what happens.
From far away. Yeah. There's been ones we've definitely traveled to some that were just like, that was fun.
Anime Matsuri.
No need to go back.
I'm looking at you. Now, it might have also been a weird time. I don't know. It was raining. Texas, why are you raining in March?
Well, especially in Houston. It's like, what? And like, yeah, the people in Houston or the people we spoke to in Houston, they were like freaked out by the rain. Like it wasn't even raining that hard. And they were like, I refuse to go outside. I'm not going outside. Blah, 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 blah. And we only had, you know, it was before we did planned shoots. So we were relying on people to be more willing, even though they don't know us. So we just had a rough time because no one wanted to hang out with us there. And their convention hall is very narrow and long.
Yeah, it was long, narrow.
And there was a gun show at the same time. That's so Texas.
There's a gun show every weekend. I'm pretty sure that's like state law.
Must have gun show every weekend. But it was funny because
and there was a car show. There was the like Friday Night Lights racing.
Oh right,
car show.
There's these big huge circular windows in that convention hall, and you can look into like the exhibit hall and stuff. Yeah. And so the main hall in this exhibit hall was looking into the gun show. So Kevin and I would just like sit in the windows and just watch people. They're just all these huge guns on these tables. I don't know. I'm not used to shit like that. So I'm like, what?
Yeah. And then the car show was weird, too.
You liked it, though. Looking at it.
Yeah, I like push my nose against it. But
yeah,
I don't know.
I will say we had the really good tapas in Houston, but that was about it.
Yeah. Well, the downside...
I haven't been able to find comparable tapas in Seattle.
The downside of it was that the whole downtown shut down after...
After Friday night.
So we couldn't find food on Saturday.
That's why we ate at the tapas place, actually, because it was open. I think that was a Saturday. We were like, you're open? Hello. But yeah, that whole area by the convention center just is dead.
Right.
At least in Seattle, there's Capitol Hill, and that downtown area doesn't die on the weekends, so.
And you lost your ID. That was fun to get you on the plane after that.
That wasn't the con's fault, though. That was just me.
No, this is overall experience, though. Houston...
Yes, it left a bad taste in our mouth. That was just me being... I don't even know where I lost it. That's the sucky part. Someone out there has my ID. Hello? And then we went to our regular bar here down the street that we used to go to all the time, and they were like, I don't believe you're over 25. And I was like, ugh. So I had to go get my passport.
I came straight home and went to a bar.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
What else? Where else have we been?
We've been to the Chicago one.
Yeah.
Anime Central. Emerald City, I guess. We've been to AkiCon. KomoriCon, like you said.
We've really been to many.
We usually add a new one every year is what I try to get us. So we've only been doing this like con rotation type stuff for 2 years. The first year we just did local stuff and like we went to Anime Expo and that was about it. So
we've been to Fanime 3 times now.
Yeah, but like I don't know. Anyways, okay, 3 years. But if you add one new con per year, it doesn't add up to a lot
of cons. It takes a while to get around.
So yeah, so we focus on West Coast cons because it's cheaper.
Yes.
But if we move to Vermont, we can go to all the East Coast ones.
Train costs just as much as an airplane.
Yeah, but it's closer. Especially to Boston. Then we'll be going to Anime Boston instead of SakuraCon.
And Dragon Con instead of Anime Expo?
No. Dragon Con's out the same week as Anime Expo.
But I'm saying.
I will never leave Anime Expo.
Do you know, it's so much money to travel from the East Coast.
I know. But I love Anime Expo so much. I don't know why. I think it was because it was like the first large mega con I went to. And so it was like, wow, this is magical.
We could go to Mega Con.
In Florida?
Yes. Never been to Florida.
You've never been to Florida?
No.
I've been to Florida twice.
Spoiled.
Yeah. Meh. I don't know. What was the new cons we had planned? Acon and something else. Otakon. And New York City Comic Con was also on the list.
But yes, if you have any ideas of which cons we should go to, people that are listening, that I'm talking
to. That's not Fanime because we can't go. I'm sad. Yes. Yeah. Sorry. Anyways. Yeah. Top 3 cons. We don't even have a top 5. Sorry, that made me laugh. we're too bratty.
Well, it's not that. It's the scale that the other people do it at. It makes
it cancels other things out. Yeah. It's like once you go to Anime Expo or KatsuCon or Fanime, and then you go to other ones, you're like, you just start comparing them, which isn't fair at all.
Right.
And you're just like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. AkiCon is like so small.
Don't get me started on that. I really get mad at AkiCon.
So mad.
It's like they choose to be bad. I don't know, you know.
They're too profit driven. Well, they're the only one. They're the only con that we go to. That's a for profit con. That's not a non profit to benefit something
else. Every con we go to is non profit.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, even Fanime? I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Fanime is.
Even
like,
KatsuCon?
Pretty sure KatsuCon is.
There's got to be one.
Oh, there like probably is.
I really want to break into Canada because they have a couple large cons. But we have such a hard time booking with Canada. Like, nobody in Canada
knows
people,
who we are.
Yeah, people in Canada don't really know
who we are. Well, even East Coast, anything outside out of this side of the Rockies, nobody knows
who we are. We didn't have a problem with Chicago. We were fine.
Did we? Okay. Yeah.
But, I always try to do, like, there's Anime Revolution, which is just an hour and a half north of us. In BC, and we always try every year, and we never get enough bookings to like justify going, and so we're just like, So like, there's Anime North, I believe it's called, is in Toronto, and then Otaku Con. I can't even say it
because I'm Otaku.
No,
I don't know what you're talking.
I can't remember what it's called, but it's in Quebec.
Yeah. Quebec.
So if we move to Vermont, we can go to that one.
Holly keeps talking about this move to Vermont. For those that don't know, we are in Seattle and she wants to move across the country just because.
Yeah, I'm tired of Seattle. I'm angry at it. Sorry if anybody is offended by that. Not really, but it's just, yep, every week that goes past I just get angry. Okay. Otakuthon. Otakuthon. Okay, sorry. Whoa!
I was just staring at it. I was like, she'll get it here in a second. We'll just let her go for a little bit.
It's all one word, so my brain, like, wanted to chunk it out into smaller chunkers. No, Otakuthon. Sorry. I apologize. But that's the one that's in Montreal. And we've had some people throughout the years be like, oh, you should go to that con. But, I know we shot one girl that was from Quebec, Snow White girl. It, actually in Houston.
Anime Matsuri.
Yeah. She was actually really cool. I liked her a lot. But yeah, we don't have enough people wanting it to justify it. So like, I always want to go into Canada because I think there's potential, especially, you know, in Toronto or something, but because there's cool cons in Canada too, and we're not that far away from it.
There's cool cons in France and Japan too.
I don't know, it's different there though. It's not the same. And I feel like if we went to like a European con, we would just be like, ah! You know, they're set up really differently.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I don't know.
Maybe we should just go to Russia, because apparently in Russia...
God, they go, like, the extra mile, especially with their photography. Their photography is just beyond anything I could ever physically do. I don't know. It's on... I only see it usually on DeviantArt, but I'll go on there and I'll be like... If it's this really crazy picture, I'm like, it's Russian. Like, instantaneously, and it always is. It's just... They're really creative. I don't know. Maybe it's all that snow.
They have nothing better to do.
They're like, I need to be creative. I wonder how like depressing it is
to live in Russia.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it can't be that bad.
Yeah.
Maybe just boring. Because you see, I mean, all the crazy videos come out of Russia.
Well, because they don't have laws. They don't really enforce their laws. That's a whole political discussion. We could go into this for hours.
Come on, you don't like Putin.
Right. He set himself up to be the ultimate ruler.
What? Oh, did he make a law that like you can't?
So what is it? They can only elect a person into office, you know, every X amount of years.
Yeah.
And then he set up a rule that switches from being like, was it like the monarchy style or like, you know, democracy like us, then it switches over to prime minister, and at which time he automatically turns into prime minister. Oh, and then he switches it
back over again.
And then he switches back over to leader every time that switches. So he just put himself in a good position.
I like it. And the Chinese president was in Seattle this past week, and it was wreaking havoc on traffic and like everybody.
I don't know about that. It wreaked havoc on traffic.
I saw videos and pictures from it.
I drove well, and it was faster for me to get to destination.
You didn't have a problem because you came after he blew through town. But there was a lady at my work that lives in North Seattle, and she was like, I was driving over an overpass, the whole thing was set down, and I saw this huge, like, everybody was just backed up. He purposefully drove during rush hour. He picked the most popular freeways and then was like, it's 4 p.m., I'm going to go on that freeway now. It's 5 p.m., I'm going to go on this freeway now. Like, and I barely missed him. Like, I got on the bus a little early than I normally do, and he was, like, right behind us. And I was like, oh, shit. Because they close the whole freeway down when he comes through. And there was a lot of protests about him because he was staying in downtown Seattle. So he was right in the thick of it. But Kevin had a good old time.
I did. I got around fast.
Because he's your supreme leader.
I am. What? I am their supreme leader. Sure, whatever. No, I'm your supreme leader. Hello, ladies and
President
gentlemen.
President.
Kevin Louie. I like that tone. Let's go with that. Good evening.
Oh my God.
Anyways,
do you have anything to talk about?
This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Pinky Paradise.
Interrupted me.
Yes, I did. Right now they're having a special on express delivery. Express delivery on a minimum of one set of contact lenses. Just so you can have it in time for Halloween. So visit elitecosplay.com/pinkyparadise and order your Halloween cosplay contacts. Woo. Woo. Now.
And let us know if you're being anything for Halloween. I always like to look at people's Halloween costumes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Post links of what you're building.
Yeah.
What are we being this year? Pocahontas? World things for evil?
No.
Should I not have said that?
No. We don't have time to build it. Maybe we do. All you would need is a flap.
Yeah.
My costume would be harder, though.
I just need a flap and get tanned and jacked. So I got 30 days.
You have a month to do it. So I'm looking. We have a Elite Cosplay goal board over off to the side here on this wall.
Yes.
And I see one that's under your name.
Uh-huh.
That says, Restart Photo 101. Photo 101 videos by October.
Yes, I still have.
You still have a couple days.
I have till Wednesday.
I guess you have till October 31st, really. Because it said October.
No, it says by October, so.
It needs to be in October.
Whatever. We can start Photo 101 again.
If you were interested. Is there an interest?
I'm just going to boringly do this and keep dropping videos until people like forcefully watch themselves.
Long ago in the early days of Elite Cosplay did a photo 101 series, but he was very difficult on camera.
Now that I've got figured it out.
You've been on camera more now.
Yeah.
I mean, that was almost 3 years ago now. So
maybe we'll just delete that series and restart.
Maybe you should. I've also been contemplating redoing our couples video because people like to explain how uncomfortable I make you feel in that video. So
I'm a special.
But that's just literally Kevin in front of camera. Like, you turn camera on and Kevin's like, eh. Except on the podcast, he's a little more relaxed.
I don't know.
Maybe because he has vodka in his cup.
I don't have anything in my cup. Anyways. Just fine.
We also need to relaunch a new website. By fall.
Well,
fall is ambiguous. That gives us until December.
Well, the goal was to have the other things, the special stuff that we're working on that are going down the pipe. So we can't.
We do have something special coming, but that's not coming until November. So
that's late fall.
It is late fall. So I guess we'll relaunch the new website with that special thing.
That's what it was. Okay. That was the intent. That's why I said.
Secret.
That's why I said Thanksgiving. So that pushed it out a little too far, but
yeah.
But that's my
fault. You weren't thinking when you
spoke. I was not.
Spoke
I knew
words.
What I wanted to do.
Mm. I also uploaded our most recent shoot that we did, a Homestuck shoot, on our website, if you want to take a look at that.
Not the video, though.
No, because that's going to be with the special thing that's coming later.
Oh, that's another special thing?
The second special thing.
I don't know.
Well, you know how we're revamping our photo shoots?
Yes.
That's going to come in the video to explain it.
Okay.
God. Now people are just going to get annoyed because we're not talking about anything. We're just being secretive. Anyways, so we have those pictures up if you want to look at them. We're also doing a studio shoot, which should be interesting, in mid-October. And then the week after that, we're doing another shoot outside with AMK Cosplay if you want to look them up on Facebook.
Who are we doing the studio shoot with?
Her name's Bethany. Yes. She has a Facebook. See, it gets weird when I start knowing people personally because then I only know them by their personal.
Their real name.
Yeah, their real name and not their like cosplay name.
Gotcha.
When I meet people, I'm like, oh, you're blah, blah, blah cosplay. But then when I started getting to know you, I just forget everything.
Right.
I can't remember.
So, yes.
She's part of a group cosplay page with a couple other girls. Oh, God.
Anyway.
And Facebook's going to give me a hard time. Yeah, I don't know right now. I'll talk about it next week, probably. But it'll be interesting. Kevin and I don't normally do studio, especially for cosplay type things. We've done studio before a couple times for unrelated projects. So that'll be interesting because most cosplay is done outside.
Right.
So we'll have an interesting time with that. It's inspired by Princess Jellyfish, which is a really cute anime that you should watch. I really liked it. I didn't think I would, but I did.
Princess Jellyfish.
Yeah.
I'm getting that mixed up with Ponyo right now.
Yes. It's a TV show.
There you go.
Rebecca told me to watch it. You were there when I was watching it. And, I think, I might be lying, I think it's a manga as well. So I think the manga, because the anime does just kind of like stop, which they do when they copy mangas. So, yeah.
Okay.
It's cute. Yeah. You should watch it.
Should be interesting.
It's not as silly as it sounds. I mean, it's silly, but it's not like as girly as it sounds, I guess. Like, it's funny, and I think anybody could watch it. Jeez, I'm just like
making
flinging liquid
splash.
All over the place. Do you have anything to talk about this week? Because I've been talking my butt off.
Yeah, no, I don't have anything. Like I said, I started this week off with nothing. I've been busy this week.
Yeah.
I just haven't had.
Kevin's a boss, literally, at his job.
I've been talking my throat off this whole week, so
Did you almost say my dick off?
No.
You almost said that.
No, I didn't.
Your mouth formed the words of the D.
I was like, I don't even know what I'm going to say. I've been talking a lot this week already, so I'm just exhausted of talking.
You don't want to talk on the podcast? Is this the Holly podcast now?
It is the Holly podcast. It always is the Holly podcast. When is it anybody else's podcast other than Holly arguing with Kyle podcast?
I argue with Kyle because he interrupts me. He interrupts everybody on the podcast and I get angry because then everybody's just like talking over each other. And then Rebecca will talk to me to the side. And I'm like, no, we're having like five conversations here. But it is more entertaining when more people are here. Yes, so next week, I'm going to force Rebecca to come. I'd be like, bitch, I don't care if you're camping. You're going to be here. She's camping this week, by the way. Know. It's way too late to be camping. I don't agree with camping right now.
What are you saying? Memorial Day is literally the last day.
Labor Day, Kevin. Labor Day.
Sorry. Labor Day. Those mixed up.
Yeah. Also, I have a... Sorry to bring up this goal sheet again. I have a goal on here that says finish convention picks in 10 days. That is so unrealistic.
Hey, you put it down.
I put it down. I need to erase that. I need to change it to like 2 weeks because the last convention we did, Anime Expo, it took me 3 weeks to finish. And I was... editing gets redundant and hard. So I need to change that goal. That goal is absolutely unrealistic.
So what you're saying is you failed for the goals that you wrote down.
I failed a goal because it was unrealistic. I think it was realistic at the time I wrote the goal, but now we're getting more people that want to shoot with us, so we're like loading ourselves more. Mm. Or we're taking more pictures than we used to, I think. I think we're getting better at getting more solid shots more often than we used to. So I'm getting more images than I planned, and finishing pics in 10 days is absolutely unrealistic.
Hmm.
Considering all the pictures we had taken at Anime Expo, there's no way.
Well, let's see here.
I have a part-time job.
And the other part-time job you should have is working on these pictures.
It is. And I sit there and I work on them and it just gets so...
Do you work on them for 8 hours a day?
You know what? I was taking a class on the PewDie. You watched me take it. She says she takes between 15 and 45 minutes per picture. And I agree. Some pictures take... nothing. Some pictures you don't have to change much because it's right. Some pictures you're like, oh God, I have to composite. I have to do this. I have to do that. You know, you have to do way more than you planned. And those ones that take 45 minutes, it just starts getting to you. You start getting dizzy.
The dizzies?
Yeah.
Just because you're not drinking enough water. You need to keep hydrated.
And also when you're staring at a screen, you start getting headaches because you're just like... So I learned that probably once an hour you should take an eye break.
Yeah, that's what everybody.
Really? Because I
knows this.
And the screen we have is like mega big, so it's like all up my face.
Not that she's bragging. That's like a #humblebrag right there.
It might be an inconvenience in a way, because I'll have like I like to watch videos while I edit. You know, keep myself entertained. So I'll have like video half screen on one side, Photoshop half screen on the other. And the screen's so big, it's like I have to lean into Photoshop because it's off to the side. Like, I have to lean this way. Like,
why don't you just put, like, a small video up in a corner or something?
Because then you get all weird with small videos.
I don't care about
Kevin's always videos. Like, why don't you watch things in full screen?
That's YouTube stuff. And that's when I'm standing behind you and I'm like, I want to watch this too. Why are you in this? When you're,
I don't mind the small stuff. And Kevin's always like, make it bigger.
Because I want to watch it, too. I want to participate.
Anyways, okay. We'll end now since you don't
cutting
have...
it off.
Well, I don't have anything more to talk about.
It's the Holly Show.
It is the
Welcome
Holly Show
to
today.
Welcome to the Holly Show.
Other than like, analyzing our goal board. It is crooked, and it was bothering me. I was sitting... There's a chair off to the side here, if you can see me pointing off to Kevin's right. And I was sitting in it yesterday, and I was just staring at our goal board, and I was like, that fucking thing is crooked. I don't know if we can fix it? Is it fixable or is it...
It's fixable.
Okay. But it's like slightly crooked.
Well, the problem is, the reason why it's crooked is because the ceiling, I think, is crooked a little bit. And
you think the ceiling's crooked?
Yes.
You think it slopes?
Yes. So the reason why it's crooked is
because our apartment is very old.
I measured from the ceiling. I measured the same distance down from the ceiling on both. And apparently that was not level. So that's why it's crooked.
Well, anyway, our building is like...
1970s. Unremodeled.
Probably earlier than that, yeah. But it's like this weird janky building where you're like, why hasn't that fallen down? But it has the best view in the world. It has really nice hardwood floors and huge fucking windows. So
#humblebrag.
No, I'm just saying anyway, it's pretty horrible.
So yeah, since I don't have anything to talk about, we'll wrap this up. What do you want to do for lunch?
I don't know. Something. It's my mom's birthday today, and we're going to dinner with her, and everything at that fucking restaurant's fatty. So I need something that's filling, but not too fatty, because our weigh-in is tomorrow.
Right, but we have workout days.
We do work anyway. Out. Oh, wait, I need food. Let's go.
All right.
I love you all.
Thank you
for
watching.
Joining us. We'll have more people next time, I promise.
Yes. Goodbye.
Bye.